Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes are off today, but joining me is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Hello. I'm glad to be here.
And I'm glad to have you, I assure you. We'll start taking your calls soon, but to get things started, we wanted to go over some recent developments on vitamin supplements. First, as you know, we always stress the importance of taking a good, balanced multivitamin, multimineral supplement. And for the majority of you listening to this show, this applies to you. It doesn't matter if you're one of those people who don't want to be bothered with having to take too many products, or if at the other extreme, you may be someone who takes, you know, maybe 15 different individual supplements. A good balanced multi, it's still the best way to make sure you get a complete, balanced nutrient regimen. And if you take a lot of specialty supplements, let the multi be the foundation or the nucleus of your program. But if you're a minimalist, let a good multi be the easy solution. But as we frequently point out, if you get the type of multi that includes significant calcium and magnesium, you can cover all the basics with only one product. Examples would be Wilvite by Wilner Chemist, My Favorite Multi by Natrol, or Super Blend by Super Nutrition.
Well, you know, there's also another way to look at this. Maybe you listen to our show or other shows like this and are overwhelmed by the complexity of information we provide. We try hard on this program to simplify things, but still we talk about one antioxidant this week and another next week. We talk about anti-inflammatory supplements ranging from herb extracts like curcumin or boswellia, devil's claw, omega-3 oils. It seems as if there's always something new, almost a miraculous perhaps supplement, being promoted for one health problem or another, and it can be very confusing.
Well, in many cases, if you take the type of multivitamin we're talking about, and even if that is all you do, you'll find that you often will be covered even if you don't know it. Well, a good example of vitamin D. Vitamin D is one of the vitamins most in the news over the past couple of years, and research on vitamin D has been providing revelation after revelation. Not only do studies emphasize its role in preventing osteoporosis by enhancing the absorption of calcium, but it seems this is only one of many important health benefits. Clinical trials have found that vitamin D may reduce colon cancer risk. Other studies have shown that ensuring adequate levels of vitamin D can even prevent cancer in general. And one recent study found that vitamin D helped to relieve pain in diabetic patients with neuropathy. Other studies have shown that increased levels of vitamin D may improve cardiovascular health and reduce the prevalence of peripheral arterial disease.
Well, and just last week, there was a new study from the Harvard School of Public Health, and it was in the Archives of Internal Medicine, a very respected journal. And this revealed that increasing levels of vitamin D may significantly lower the risk of heart attacks. In fact, they found that if we double the blood levels of vitamin D, This would be associated with cutting the heart attack rate in half. I could go on, but I think one thing is clear. Making sure that we get adequate or optimal amounts of vitamin D is clearly very important.
Now, having heard that, you could start worrying yourself sick over which form of vitamin D you should take, whether you should move to a latitude where there's more sunlight, exactly what dose you should be taking, 400 IU, 800 IU, 1000 IU, or so on. Or you could say, oh boy, I'm glad I've been taking my multivitamin like Don and Arnie suggested, because that's been giving me an extra 400 IU of vitamin D per day. Well, it's hard to believe, but there are still so-called experts out there who say that people do not need to take vitamins. This is just one example of that. That's why that's bad advice.
Well, in fact, one of the studies recently published, presented at the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists, it pointed out that they found that vitamin D deficiency, this is a quote, vitamin D deficiency is quite prevalent in patients with osteoporosis, much more so than originally believed, unquote. Now, the same is true with other vitamin deficiencies, are a lot more common than many people think. According to the authors of the most recent study, the one showing that doubling vitamin D levels would reduce heart attacks by half, the amount of vitamin D required would be around 3,000 IUs daily, so they say. Now, that sounds like a lot, and it is more than we usually use, but this is the preliminary values that they came with. They said, although such intakes may seem high by current standards, increasing evidence demonstrates no toxic effects at intakes below 10,000 IUs per day. So again, at the very least, take a good balanced multivitamin, multimineral supplement. Take it twice a day. That's one lesson. The second lesson is that even that may not be enough. Using the multi as the foundation of your supplement regimen, you can build on it, add those additional nutrients that may be appropriate for your individual needs.
And vitamin D may very well be one of those needs. Adding additional vitamin D is easy. D3, the form many consider to be the most active, is available in strengths of 400 IUs, 1,000 IUs, even 2,500 IUs. When determining your current intake level, by the way, be sure to add up all the amounts in all of your supplements. And if you're taking a bone or osteoporosis formula, in addition to a multi, for example, you're most likely to get some vitamin D from that product as well. Okay, well, what's a good way, Dr. Podell, what's a good way to know if you have adequate vitamin D levels in your body?
Okay. First, there is a test called 25-hydroxyvitamin D, and all the labs do it now. And ideally, you would want to measure it primarily in the winter. You can measure it in the summer, but usually vitamin D levels are higher. On the other hand, some people are indoors all summer, and their vitamin D levels can be low. But within the winter, maybe a third of the population around here are low by the old normals. And I'll mention some numbers, but, you know, don't try to memorize them. Most labs were saying that normal is 20 or above of what they call nanograms per milliliter. Now you're seeing some labs going to 30. You see some labs going to 32 as their lower limit of normal. What the mainstream consensus is that you want to be at least at 32. And that's where you seem to get the optimum effect for osteoporosis. But what the optimum dose might be for heart prevention or multiple sclerosis prevention, nobody really knows. The current consensus is that up to 2,000 IUs a day is usually safe, I guess, unless you have kidney stones or things like that. And people are kind of experimenting with higher doses, but I think at the moment that's something you want to do under medical supervision, not on your own.
Okay. Well, some people will ask me, where do I get vitamin D from food? Well, if you're talking about good natural sources of vitamin D, for example, 3.5 ounces of canned salmon will supply somewhere between 300 and 600 units of vitamin D. 3.5 ounces of canned sardines, about 300 units of vitamin D. Shiitake mushrooms, 100 units of vitamin D.
No, I did not know that.
See that? So right. there are various different foods. Egg yolks, they do have vitamin D, but only about 20 IUs of vitamin D. Now, if you're exposed to sunlight, a good dose of sunlight, and they recommend anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes a day, depending upon the time of the day, of sunlight on your arms and legs, and depending upon the time of day, how much you spend. At this time of the year, if you spend probably 15 minutes a day, or they say 15 minutes about twice a week, just exposing yourself to sunlight, you'll probably get about 3,000 IUs of vitamin D.
Yeah. In the summers, no problem if you are outside some. In the winter, even if you're outside a lot, the sun isn't apparently strong enough to stimulate the vitamin D in many circumstances.
Well, but even if you are, you're still covered with clothes. It's cold around here.
That's true, too.
That's yes. The problem. Okay, let me give you folks our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. We'll open the phone lines just about now. Anyway, but we need to pause for a break as well. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we shall return after these messages.
It's 6 o'clock.
Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Hand me the Kyolic, honey.
What's Kyolic, Mommy?
That's Kyolic. It's the best supplement on the market for maintaining good heart health. Your dad and I take it, so we'll be around a long time to watch you grow up.
What's Kyolic do?
Well, you know how you drink milk to stay strong? I take Kyolic aged garlic extract to stay healthy, and it's odorless. I get the benefits of garlic without any bad breath or body odor. It also boosts my immune system and improves my circulation so I can wrap my arms around you and give you the world's biggest hug. Now go remind Daddy to take his Kyolic, too. It helps his cholesterol.
But, Mommy, how do they make Kyolic odorless?
You always ask the smart questions, don't you?
Because keeping you healthy keeps you around to keep them healthy. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and I want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. American Health and Home Health, 35% off list. Natrol, Nature's Way, Twin Lab, Natrin, and many other lines at 30% off list. You can check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And you can pick up our latest reference catalog. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will start taking your calls in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg. Wow, do we have a deal for you from Doctor's Best. What would you say if I told you we are now offering Doctor's Best High Absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams 60 veggie cap size at only $10.45 per bottle? That's 45% off the new reduced list price. Yes, this is the same CoQ10 that is vital to metabolic energy production, necessary for optimal heart muscle function, healthy gums, and a healthy immune system. The same CoQ10 that is a precursor to ubiquinol, the powerful antioxidant. Now, you do not have to let the high price of CoQ10 prevent you from taking the amount you really need. Take advantage of this great special from Doctor's Best. High absorption CoQ10 100 100 milligrams, 60 veggie cap size. As I said, only $10.45 per bottle. Doctor's Best from Wilner Chemists. Wow, what a deal.
And for those of you who prefer a soft gel form of CoQ10, Doctor's Best 100 milligrams, 60 soft gels, on sale at $10.45 as well.
Hi, I'm Marielle Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell here on the Wilner Window. You know, about 3 weeks ago, or 4 weeks ago, we started simulcasting the show down to Atlanta, WGKA in Atlanta. So all you folks listening in Atlanta, the 800 number works from down there. So if you want to call in with questions, you're welcome to. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, now let's say hello to Toby calling from Manhattan.
Hi, I have taken vitamin D, the 50,000 milligram 3D, and it only upped my vitamin D from 20 to 27. I know I need to take more. What do I take?
Wait, did you say you took 50,000?
Uh-huh, three times a week for a month. And all I went was from 20 to 27.
Well, yeah, but it takes more than a month to reach the maximum from the vitamin D. Probably takes 6-8 weeks of steady dosing to get to the maximum that you're going to get with that dose.
So I should take more of that?
Well, no, wait a minute.
I was told to take more, but I just...
50,000 is a very high dose, and we use that medically to kind of get people started. But once their vitamin D is up into a decent range, if we're going to fine-tune it, we're not going to keep doing it with 50,000. We're going to, you know, maybe go back to 1,000 or 2,000 and then follow, let's say, 6 weeks later to see what your level is.
Right. But right now I'm at 27.
Right. Well, then if I were your doctor, we would have a choice of either giving you a few more days of the 50,000, but not too many, because you will get toxic on 50,000 if you take that long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or we drop you down to 1,000 or 2,000 and see how it goes.
How long were you on the 50,000 to get you from 20 to 27?
Three times a week for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Would it make sense to do it another?
Yeah, it may still be rising.
Yeah.
Because, in other words, you don't reach the maximum in 4 weeks.
So, in other words, if I took blood work now, or should I just take another of those 50,000, like another month for three times a week?
Well, the doctor prescribed the 50,000?
Yeah.
Okay, so you could take what he prescribed, or in other words, presumably he gave you a very limited number, right?
Right, he gave me 12 pills.
Okay, so, you know, I think this is something you should ask him,
mm-hmm.
actually. But probably it would be okay, or at least he seemed to think it was okay, to do 12 pills.
He seems to be a little bit forward-thinking because he had you check your vitamin D level to start with.
My vitamin Ds are always checked every 3 months because I tend to be on the very low side.
Well, like I said, it was good that he's checked you in the first place. A lot of, you know, it's not a routine these days.
Yeah,
it still hasn't become routine. So
right.
You're ahead of the game with your physician.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be aware of all of this. Just work with him. But it sounds like you, from my perspective, Dr. Podell has his perspective. From my perspective, you know, I would say you need to continue to be aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
But make sure you do it with your doctor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, Toby. Next, we have Mike calling from the Bronx.
Yeah, hi there, Arnie and Dr. Podell. How you doing?
We're good, and you?
Great, thanks a lot. That was really useful information in your opening of the show. That's really great stuff.
Hey, we try.
And just for educational purposes, when they test vitamin D and they get it in the blood, of course, in the test tube, once the vitamin D is in the body, it's basically just running through the bloodstream and it's supposed to go to the bones and stuff? Or how does that really work once the D is in your blood as a component? I mean,
It's in your blood. It goes wherever the blood goes.
So it just spreads out all over the body?
Well, it spreads out. It's also chemically converted into various forms. So, for instance, what we measure is 25-hydroxyvitamin D. That isn't vitamin D. It's a metabolite of vitamin D.
Uh-huh.
After that, it becomes something called 1,25-vitamin D. The trick there is that even though that's closer to the actual active, that is the active hormone, measuring it in the blood is the results get kind of erratic. So the consensus is that you measure the 25 rather than the 125.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. And believe it or not, a lot of the conversion happens in the kidney.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so people who have any type of kidney renal disease, you know, the it's a whole other ballgame.
Yeah, they get particularly deficient.
Yeah.
So, but ideally, it's supposed to be displaced into the bone to prevent osteoporosis. Is
not so
idea?
Much displaced into the bone. The fact that the vitamin D, what it does is it helps regulate the absorption of the calcium.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, there are vitamin D receptors actually in many organs of the body, but the gut being one important one. But it would seem to be in the heart and the brain and everywhere else. So the vitamin D is floating through the body, and it's going to be stimulating these various receptors. Most of those effects seem to be good, and we don't really know of any bad things as yet. On the other hand, we're just starting to work with much higher doses in the, 2,000 and above range.
I see. Okay.
Don't get hung up on this, Mike.
Okay,
because it's like saying, how does aspirin know to go to my head so it fixes my headache?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. Okay. So anyway, I have a three-part question, if that's okay. I'd like to know the difference between homocysteine, fibrinogen, and C-reactive protein, the difference between those three. And can a person actually target each one of those specifically? And if you can, which foods or supplements would be best to get the ideal numbers, once you test? Like I have a homocysteine of 10.5, a fibrinogen of 278, and a C-reactive protein of 0.2. So if I wanted to get the homocysteine down specifically, just the homocysteine, how would I do that?
Well, homocysteine is probably the easiest of the group to get down. Increase your folic acid, B12, and B12 intake. You know, folic acid, 800 micrograms, 1,000 micrograms, B12 at about the same dosage usually will help to bring down homocysteine levels.
And which foods versus supplements would be
also useful? Foods take out of the equation.
Forget, really?
Unfortunately.
Supplement was better, to supplement, okay. And which of those?
Okay, I'll tell you what, Mike, we need to pause for a break. But if you stay on the line, we'll continue answering your question.
All right, thank you.
Okay, it's time for another quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
First, there was the orange, then there was vitamin C, and now Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's own natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the Easy C line using only the highest quality ingredients. Easy C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with Easy C by Natrol. Check out the entire Natrol line, including Easy C, at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, now let's find out about the traffic.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Ion Levinson with WOR Traffic. Taking a look at the New York State Thruway northbound between exit 15A and 16. There's an accident with injuries, and that blocks the left and center lanes. Inbound George Washington Bridge, upper level, it's a 30-minute wait now. There's an accident beneath the apartments, lower levels at 15 minutes. Outbound upper and lower decks reporting no problems. Into the city at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's a 30-minute delay. Outbound reporting no problems. At the Holland Tunnel, that's a 30-minute wait from all the approaches. So routes 1 and 9, New Jersey Turnpike, a 30-minute delay there. Outbound is doing okay. Tappan Zee Bridge, that's incident-free both Rockland and Westchester bound. Taking a look at the LIE westbound between the Grand Central Parkway, that's actually a slow ride. Eastbound, you're going to find delays between Woodhaven Boulevard and just prior to the Grand Central Parkway. Inbound on the Gowanus between the Bell Parkway merge and the Brownsbeck Expressway, there's heavy traffic due to a large pothole blocking at least one lane, and traffic will remain slow heading to the BQE. Outbound, watch for an accident in the center lane by the Prospect Expressway, and that's causing delay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemistry, designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Jarrow Formulas has a new product, Blackcurrant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Blackcurrant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue. Improve your vision with Jarrow Formulas, Blackcurrant, and Lutein Capsules. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gotomer once again joined by Dr. Richard Podell right here on the Wilner Window. And we were, right before the break, we were talking to Mike from the Bronx. Mike, you still there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did we answered your question about
homocysteine.
Right.
And basically, they're all involved with inflammation. Is one of those three more important than the other? And in other words, if you have a great C-reactive protein, do you not have to worry about the fibrinogen homocysteine? Because the lab actually says homocysteine has a range of 5 to 20, and anything between that is okay. But listening
yeah,
to
well, guys, you, the yeah. 10 is, you know, there's lots of places where you can sort of invest your nutrition, you know, and concentrate on.
Yeah.
You know, your homocysteine is maybe what do you think, a drop high?
A drop high, it's not where the big payoff is for you. If yeah. it were at 20, then we might be telling you to emphasize that. But to get it from 10.7 to 9.7, there's no evidence that that makes a significant difference.
Okay.
The fibrinogen is an inflammatory mediator involved in blood clotting. And as far as I can tell at this point, we know that it has some predictive value to say who's going to get heart disease. But we don't know that treating it helps, nor do we know very well how to treat it. We would expect that losing weight and not being stressed and not having too much carbs and having fish oil, all the things that we want to do anyway, would probably be helpful to reduce the tendency to clot. And Arnie wanted to say something about nanokinase.
Yeah. You know, there's an enzyme called nattokinase.
Yeah.
Okay. That can be taken to help break down any of the fibrin material, which is the thing which fibrinogen turns into.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's called nattokinase.
Yeah.
Your levels are probably somewhere in the normal range
right.
of fibrinogen.
Okay.
Now, C-reactive protein, you're very low. Good for you.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how you did it, or just maybe you're not. Exhibiting any type of significant inflammation. So you're okay with the C-reactive protein.
So if a person had a good C-reactive protein like myself, and if the homocysteine would go up, I would still not have to worry about
it? No. Then you would want to treat what you find.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But your homocysteine is,
10.5.
If any of these were super high, you'd want to pay attention to it and consult with your doctor. But when these things are just a little high,
yeah.
there's no real good evidence that trying to push it down to a little low makes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
We are concerned when it's very high.
Right. So if one was out of whack, the others would tend to move in the same direction out of whack? Or
there would
really?
Be some yeah. tendency, but it wouldn't be strict. You could have just high homocysteine and the others being
no.
okay.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, you're okay, Mike.
Okay,
just
so
keep up what you're doing, and if
just the last thing, what you said about homocysteine, take some folic B6 and B12. Let's say if the C-reactive protein was high, what would you use for that? The same folic and
No.
What would
no.
you do for C-reactive protein?
No, there you're into all of the antioxidants and all of the fish oil and all of those things.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't think there's anything specific for C-reactive protein.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
Bob. Not that we know of. Actually, statins do help a bit, but again, only a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Listen, sir, I appreciate the information. And by
okay,
the way,
Mike.
You guys really do exude through the radio. You can hear the honesty, the sincerity, and the, you know, you just got...
Shucks.
No, you really do.
You should go into politics. Huh?
That's right.
The genuineness, the sincerity, and the honesty. It's really, you can just, it just comes right through the radio.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome. Take care.
All
Thank
right.
You. Thank you.
And next we have Beth calling from her car somewhere in Connecticut. Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I had a question. You were talking about multivitamins, and mm-hmm. I've heard from my doctor recently, and also from a reading I've been doing, that if you don't have a diagnosed deficiency, that multivitamins are mm-hmm. actually detrimental. Is that true? And that if you're going to supplement, it should be like a whole food-based nutritional product, not a multivitamin?
No, that's not true. Your doctor has not kept up with the current literature in the nutritional field. Not true at all. As far as whether or not it should be food-based, that's entirely up to you. We recommend, of course, and if you want to add food, you know, concentrated foods to your multivitamin, absolutely. But, you know, if you listen to this show week after week after week, or even 1 week, you know... multivitamin is essential.
Yeah. If you eat a perfect diet, then you can get pretty much everything that's in a multivitamin. But very few people eat perfect diets. So we view you can measure the blood levels and say that, you know, 20, 30, 40% of different populations are low in one or more things. So viewed as an insurance policy, on the average, it's going to be helpful.
Well, I guess my question then is, if you've had a blood test done, you're not showing any sort of deficiency in, you know, D or B, or you're not showing
any... The blood test isn't showing that. That's not what a blood test shows. You didn't take a blood test to measure your vitamin B1, B2, B6, B12, folic acid. You didn't do that. That's not what blood tests show. Okay? So you didn't really do that. So you really can't know.
Unless you went to an alternative doctor who can do that.
I went to an alternative doctor and they did an intracellular test, and that was what they found. And then I had done some reading, and I just read something that the National Institutes of Health were saying that, you know, isolated beta carotene and certain isolated things could actually be detrimental. So I was
things are not a multivitamin.
That's true. That's not a multivitamin. High dose beta carotene by itself probably has some toxic effect, but we don't recommend that.
Yeah.
So just a basic multivitamin is not toxic?
No. Not at all. Now,
and some of the stuff out there that's, you know, where they say they're like a food-based...
If you think a food-based is better, by all means, take it. Absolutely.
Is it better? I don't know.
The food-based, what they do in food-based products is take the, you know, plain old vitamins and feed them into a, a yeast culture. Wow, we just heard a real thunder blast here.
Explosion.
Yeah, it could have been. A yeast-based culture and hope that the yeast sort of somehow absorb the vitamins and do something to them to make them more available. But we don't believe that. But if you want to take that, that's fine.
And are regular multivitamins bioavailable?
Sure. I didn't say that the others weren't bioavailable, you know. It's basically the same vitamins that are in a multivitamin added to whole foods. You know, and if you like the whole food concentrate, sure, by all means.
Do you think one's better than the other?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Beth, thanks for calling. All right, next. Ken from Brooklyn, you're next on the Wilner Window.
Hello.
Hi,
Arnie, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. I think maybe this call should be directed more to Dr. Modell, but you decide. It's your show. You decide who should answer it.
You got Dr. Podell on this one.
Okay. Just to give you a background, I'll do it as quick as I could. About a year ago, I was diagnosed and treated for lymphoma. Okay? I was in pretty bad shape, but I'm here. I'm talking to you. And everything got progressively better. The PET scan showed everything fine. But the last PET scan taken after the treatments, I was on some extremely powerful chemotherapy. The one before the last one showed everything clear. The last one about 2 months ago, it showed something in the lungs. Okay. So then I was referred to a pulmonary doctor at the hospital, and it was first defined as an effusion, then it was defined as a fungus, then it was defined as of now nodules, all right? So first thing they did was a core biopsy of the most suspicious area. And I have to report in front of me, just quickly, just read a few things which maybe help.
Yeah, but we're not really here to sort of diagnose what you're doing. Just tell me what you want from us.
All right, I'll tell you what I want from you. The thing was, that showed nothing definite, all right? Then they did a bronchoscopy, which again showed nothing definite. Now, bronchoscopy also was very specific. A washing, a scraping, also fine needle biopsies. So as of now, they see something that shouldn't be there in the lungs, but thank God it's not coming back as malignant, but they're not sure what it is, okay? Now, my question to you, I strongly believe, and I always did, in taking supplements and vitamins, and every time I have to get a supplement or a vitamin, which is out of the ordinary or hard to get, where do I go? Well, the chemist. Usually I see Sam Forbes downtown because I live in Brooklyn. It's easy to get there. So I'd like to know what I could take that, while I'm kind of like in limbo here, that would help me in not giving any progression to what I have, or just in general. I mean,
okay, so you're looking for something sort of to help your immune system.
Right. No, okay. This is my question, Arnie. Again, I don't want to take any of the wrong supplements. And from my basic knowledge of medicine, I don't want to stimulate cells per se because you're
good.
Stimulating all cells.
Absolutely, you
also,
shouldn't do
again,
that.
Also, again, the cancer I had was, or I still have somewhere in the body, I don't know.
Okay, so, Ken, we got the picture. Dr. Podell, what do you think?
Okay, I think given the uncertainties involved that you should take a multivitamin, you should take some fish oil, and you should eat a diet with lots of fruits and vegetables that are of different colors. And that I don't think we're in a position to say, aha, here's a specific chemotherapy type nutrient. I think what we want to do is keep you generally healthy. Now, if you wanted to add an immune stimulant, let's say like lactobacillus and bifidobacteria, or a maitake mushroom or one of those things, that would be a reasonable thing to do. They even have some data on some of these mushroom products that they help reduce cancer in rats when they, you know, inject them and so forth. But none of them has been, you know, researched in your particular disease. So I think you'd be safe to do that. On the other hand, if you wanted to go just with the multivitamin and the fish oil, I think that would be acceptable too.
Taking right now on my own, I'm taking this about a month now, is Empow. I'm taking the therapeutic dose.
Yeah, no, the Empow is fine. That's AHCC. That's excellent. That's one of the things, I would have suggested that you take. It definitely can help increase killer cells and natural killer cells and T cells and stuff like that. So that's not going to any way, cause a negative reaction. So you're doing the right thing, Ken.
There's a product I purchased at the downtown store about a year ago, which, of course, I stopped once I was on the chemo, a Broccomax by Gerald Formulas. Now, yeah. What do you think about that?
Broccomax wouldn't be a negative.
Right. But, again, on the bottle it says healthy cell replicator. Now, I don't want to just have all my cells, growing because you can't tell a good cell from a bad cell. So I want to try to, which I like about Empower, increases, the microphages,
just stick with the Empower by all means.
Okay, so just stay with the Empower again. 3 grams a day is a good therapeutic dose?
That's a good therapeutic dose.
Anything in particular that really, can help besides the Empower? I know what Dr. Podell mentioned. I wrote it all down. But
no, you've got there are many products that are similar or do somewhat similar things to Empower.
Okay.
Maitake mushroom.
Right.
So that's fine.
Okay.
All right, Ken.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, guess what? It's time for a short break. You're listening to The Wilner Window. And our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of supplements. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, now at 30% off list price. All righty, let's talk to Lloyd from West Islip, Long Island. Hello, Lloyd.
Yes, I like information about Coenzyme Q10.
Coenzyme Q10.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's Coenzyme Q10 is an antioxidant supplement. Very, very important as an energy producer at the cellular level. Very important for the heart because the heart is a very, very hard-working group of cells. So it's very important there. It also has good antioxidant activity. It's available either as ubiquinone or a new form, a reduced form, which is a little more active, called ubiquinol. It's important for people who may be on statin medication to lower cholesterol because statins interfere with the body's ability to manufacture its own CoQ10. So for those people, it would be doubly important to take a CoQ10 supplement. Was there anything else, Lloyd?
Well, the thing I want to tell you, it was some young fellow, he was in an accident, and he wound up in a wheelchair, and the doctor told him that he was going to have to be in a wheelchair the rest of his life. And they so they put him on high doses of Q10, and so many months, he was out of that wheelchair walking again and everything.
Right, that's wonderful. CoQ10 may have played a part, but perhaps there were some other things involved there as well. I haven't heard it doing that type of thing, but who knows?
Yeah, I guess that doctor knew what he was doing because, like you said, he's going to be in the wheelchair the rest of his life. He'll never walk again, which he's out of the chair. He's walking. He's back in sports and everything.
Hey, that's great. I can't tell you how happy I am about that. That's good for him and wonderful. Thanks for sharing that with us, Lloyd. Okay, next we have Jason calling from Connecticut.
Hey, guys. I enjoyed visiting with you guys last week at the Get Healthy Expo.
Thank you.
And I love your show. I have a question for you. I'm 31 years old, and I had a question to you about supplements that would boost testosterone. And I have low testosterone levels, which I did go to a couple different doctors, one my medical doctor who did the test, and then he sent me to an endocrinologist who repeated a bunch of tests, the testosterone, the free and the total,
right,
the luteinizing hormone, FSH, did a whole panel.
Okay.
And, you know, my endocrinologist said that it was low, but he didn't want to treat it. He thought I should try to, rather than take testosterone replacement, he thought because of my young age I should do some natural things. And I did research on my own. Like, I read about tribulus terrestris. I think I'm pronouncing it right. What do you guys recommend for somebody my age to do with that type of situation, low testosterone?
Well, number one, how does low testosterone, does it seem to impact you?
Well, I'm a little overweight. I'm 5'11", and I weigh 225 pounds. I have probably the weight to lose, and I think that could be somewhat tied in. Beyond that, I don't feel
One thing you might consider, you know, DHEA. Did you have your DHEA level checked at the same time? Is that low?
That was actually normal, they said. I don't know. I think it was normal. It was like 478.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay.
And do you work out regularly and exercise?
I try to be active,
Are you under a lot of stress?
You said, you know, Jason, you try to be active. Are you active or not?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay.
And are you under an awful lot of stress?
Yes.
Actually, stress will lower testosterone levels, and it will do so within an hour. And chronic stress will also help keep it down. I personally don't have recommendations of an herb that raises the testosterone without itself being a testosterone. What I would say is, from a nutritional viewpoint, I'd be interested in seeing on something like ginkgo or some other agent that creates both stimulation and calmness. And whether that would work in your case or not, I don't know. But I don't think that we can just raise the testosterone naturally without getting all the same potential risks that if we did it synthetically.
But I guess I was surprised why your doctor wouldn't want to have you take testosterone. In other words, you found something that may need to be fixed, so fix it.
Right. Yeah. But what he did tell me was I needed to lose the weight, and he thought that the weight, like I said, the weight, my extra weight could be impacting the testosterone. He said that the weight could have an effect on it, and he said by losing weight, that might help it.
Yeah, depending how low you are, I mean, it's not like you're 400 pounds.
Right.
You know, if you were 400 pounds, I would think that, but I don't know. Dr. Podell?
Well, I think it's always a judgment call. If somebody is sort of a little low, but let's say his sexual potency is okay and his main complaint is he's a little overweight like many people are, I don't think that justifies giving a hormone even at relatively safe doses because you're taking something. This isn't like a nutrient. This is a hormone, has all sorts of effects. For instance, you take more testosterone, the body then creates more estrogen. We don't fully understand those things. Yeah. On the other hand, if it were really low, or even if it weren't all that low, if you were, let's say, impotent, it would be worth a try to see if it would give you symptomatic relief.
Yeah, but things like tribulus supposedly can help in that area. So you're on the right track if you want to do the natural things.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, Jason, thanks for calling. And next we have Robert calling from Greenberg, New York.
How you doing, guys? How are you?
Good.
Okay. Actually, a lot of the questions, some of the questions have been answered, but I'll try to put it together concisely.
We got another minute, so go ahead.
Okay. Middle-aged male, you know, what are the best tests to take? And also, I noticed some nutritional docs recommend that you should be tested all your nutritional, the EFAs and all the multivitamins and all of these things be tested before, then go on a certain regimen and then be retested. And how do you really know if you're absorbing everything? Like, for instance, myself, it seems like as I've gotten older, it's tough for me to keep up my lean body mass. So I don't know if there's some, you know, I'm not assimilating or absorbing as well or whatever.
Well, lean body mass, you doing your exercise?
Oh, yeah, I run, I lift weights, I hit the bag. I've been exercising my whole life.
Okay, you've been doing, you're taking your supplements, all the good stuff?
I take stuff, but that's part of the question, too. How do you know, really, if you're absorbing it, if you're, you know, assimilating everything?
I'll tell you what, we're coming to the end of the point where I need to pause for a break. So if you want to hang on, we'll get to you after the top of the hour. Okay, we'll be back after these messages.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store.
log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here on the Wilner Window. I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi line of multivitamin supplements, and the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, now on sale at 30% off list price. Okay, I want to remind you that this is a two-hour show. We hope you will stay tuned for the second hour, and we'll be back right after the news. The second hour will start at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. We will be back. Hope you'll join us.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.